And he says, well, all you do in the Navy is swab decks. He said, you belong to the Marine Corps. And he said, I guarantee you the Marine Corps will put you eyeball to eyeball with them. Years later, I thought that was the only thing he didn't lie about that day, because he lied about everything else.
You don't go AWOL in the jungle. You can go AWOL in Italy, but you don't go AWOL in the Pacific, because you don't go into the jungle.
The only way you could get it over with was to kill them all before they killed you all.
How were they able to go through all of this and come back in 1946 and just get on with their lives?
After the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor launched the United States' entry into World War II, Americans, many still teenagers, left home to battle the Japanese on Pacific islands where every square foot was contested. For the ones who made it home, those battles were seldom over. Just ahead, first-hand accounts and historical perspective. This is Independent Minds at War in the Pacific. I'm David Darcy.